This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
I'm super excited about who we've got in studio. We've got the gorgeous James Wellesby, who's here to talk about, you've got this fantastic, exciting project happening during Melbourne Music Week, which is so good.
Yes, I do.
Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Now, before we go into what you're doing at the State Library, which is just a fabulous venue and super exciting, we're first going to talk about you. So you have an alter ego called Valerie Hex.
Yes.
Who is a little bit of a conundrum and sort of, she sounds very fascinating. How did Valerie come about?
Well, I've been working in contemporary dance. I was working in contemporary dance for about 7 years, working for contemporary dance companies all across Australia, independent choreographers. And
as a performer?
As a performer, yeah, as a performer. And I started to kind of be more and more fascinated by drag and cabaret and I really liked the creative aspect of it in terms of costume design, costume creation. I was starting to learn about makeup, starting to learn about hair and wig styling.
All the fabulous things in life.
All the fabulous things, all the essentials.
Yeah.
So I was starting to develop my drag persona. And this was in 2011. I was on tour around Europe and in the US. And I happened to be in Camden the day Amy Winehouse died. And I was just picked up by a cab driver who told me in shock, in heartbreak, that Amy Winehouse had just died and he'd seen it because it was down the road. And the song Valerie was playing on the radio. And just all these things kind of struck me. And I was a big Amy Winehouse fan. And my drag persona has nothing to do with Amy Winehouse other than it was just this real click moment that I became Valerie.
Wow.
I was struck by inspiration, I guess.
That's incredible. And so you lip sync, but I'm assuming she dances quite a bit and she harnesses your inner training.
That's right. That's right. And I do voguing as well. I've trained a lot in voguing in New York City.
What is voguing?
Voguing
like
is
Madonna voguing?
That's where you just stand around, you just go like, you know, striking poses.
Yeah. it's a competitive battle dance based on the art of posing, but it's very, very developed. There's a huge underground scene for it in New York City
and
emerging scene in Europe. So Valerie's a voguing queen, definitely dance queen, but maybe one day she'll get the courage to sing. I don't know.
See, I think she should.
That's what we were talking about earlier, because they're coming up with new ways to make Melbourne continue with the title of the world's most livable city. We need to have voguing done here in Bourke Street.
Yeah, parties.
Vogue parties.
So do you battle with other people?
Other voguers, yes. And there's different categories. So there's old way of voguing, which is sort of more Madonna era. And then there's the new way of voguing, which is sort of twice as fast and more army.
Like pop and lock kind of stuff?
A little bit, yeah. Well, voguing it's from the black and Latino queer community in Harlem. That's its history. And we always pay tribute to that history. It's very special and important. But there are different styles. The other style of voguing, which is really the thing sort of taking over now, is called Vogue Femme. So you don't hit poses so much. You kind of move through them. But it's kind of like, it's super feminine and super deadly.
And sexy.
Sexy as
hell. Who decides who wins?
There's always a panel.
Oh, no way. So it's a proper competition. It's like Step Up, but voguing.
Exactly, yes. It's like gay breakdancing times a million.
Oh my God, this sounds amazing. And so Valerie's going to be voguing in some way, shape or form at the State Library for Heaps Gay?
Yeah, I just have to keep my wig tight.
Yeah, you do. James, we're going to be talking to you loads more about this fantastic event, Heaps Gay, Heaps Yummy, happening during Melbourne Music Week. Super excited. Stay here.
We're really gay in the studio this morning.
We're heaps gay. We're talking to James Wellesby.
Hi.
Hi, James. How's it going?
Really good.
Oh, my goodness. You look so fantastic this morning.
So do you.
Oh, both of you.
Yeah, thanks. I was like, hello, chop liver in the corner. Thanks.
Excuse me. We're just being heaps gay. SJ.
So you've got a night, Heaps Gay, Heaps Yummy, and it's happening during Melbourne Music Week.
It is the first ever queer event in Melbourne Music
That's
Week.
That's so exciting.
Isn't
and
it
also
great?
About damn time.
Right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, now what's happening? Tell us all.
So it's a huge, big queer carnival at the State Library of Victoria. Yes, really.
Okay, wait, important question.
Yes.
Can you drink?
You can drink.
Good.
We have a bar set up there. We're licensed for the night. It's all going to be fantastic.
Drinking in the library. Partying in the library.
Right?
Yeah.
And we've got two main spaces, the Queen's Hall, which is like a ballroom.
What a great name as well.
And,
considering.
Right?
Yeah.
Appropriate.
Yeah, very.
And then we have the reading room, which many listeners might recognize as that big dome room, that big heritage listed room,
yes,
with all the gorgeous wood desks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So obviously the desks aren't going to be there.
The desks will be there, but we have seating.
That's so cool. So, okay, and so tell us, so what is the...
What is it?
Yeah.
So we have over 30 artists booked. So that includes live bands, cabaret and drag club acts and DJs. So there's something for everybody. We've got a range of different performers coming from different backgrounds. What the event is a collaboration between Heaps Gay in Sydney and Yummy in Melbourne, which is the drag cabaret here.
And that was featured at Midwinter?
Yes, it premiered in Midwinter, August 2015.
Yeah.
And then that show toured to Berlin at the Chameleon Theatre in January. We did a season at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent at Circus Oz in April. We did Melbourne Fringe. Now we're doing Melbourne Music Week. And next year we have a show in Midsummer.
That's the thing I love about Midsummer, is that it becomes a platform for all these upcoming LGBT artists to go on to bigger, better things. One minute you're in a small carnival here in Australia, the next thing you're in Berlin.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I would say it's more like a trampoline.
Yeah.
Kind of bounce out, like woo.
So you've got 30 artists.
Over 30 artists booked. Yeah, it's
huge. On
the one night, it's honestly going to be huge. We're a little bit insane to book that many artists, but also inspired. We want to do this. It's the first queer event ever, the first time there's ever been allowed a party like this in the State Library of Victoria, Melbourne Music Week.
There are so many reasons why you have to support this, because basically if you get a good turnout this year, then it locks you in the system for the next Melbourne Music Week and on. So hopefully it kind of snowballs into this massively popular LGBTI event.
Exactly. And we've got artists like Karen from Finance, Tanza.
Karen from Finance.
Karen from Finance.
What a great name.
And DJs from all different queer parties in Melbourne, from lesbian parties, from gay parties, from mixed parties, because we didn't want to compete with anything. We wanted to do basically the party of the year and get people from everywhere. So just have a Google of it. I won't list all the artists. I want you to do a little bit of work there and discover what's going on how big it is.
Okay, so what are we Googling?
Google Heaps Gay, Heaps Yummy. And all the info will come up, all the photos of the performers. Tickets are only $25, so buy in advance. At the door, they're $35, so...
Save yourself a tenner.
Save yourself some money. A tenner, a blue tongue, I call them.
Oh, I like. Save yourself a blue tongue. That's bad. Please support. It's such a great fostering of gay and lesbian culture. It's a great party night, midweek. So it's Wednesday the 16th?
Wednesday, November 16th, next week on Wednesday.
Next week, Wednesday.
Yep, and it's this special one-off event. Going to be massive. Don't miss it. That's
support your community. James, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Oh, thank you for letting me come here.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing Valerie strike some Vogue poses.
Hey.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.